It is the tradition in the church to stand out of respect for the gospel, and so if you're able, please stand. This is a brand new year in the liturgical calendar, and so we have a brand new gospel. Last year, all year long, we were in the Gospel of Luke. This year is year A, the Gospel of Matthew. And so our gospel lesson for the first Sunday in Advent comes from the 24th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the 36th verse. The words of Jesus. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The word of the Lord. You may be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, it's good to be in your temple, among your people, in the presence of your Spirit and your Word, the body and the blood. Lord, as we enter into this special season of the year, slow us down. Help us as we look back and as we look forward to live in the now and to invite your Holy Spirit in the now to come to us, to live in us today. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. By the power of the Holy Spirit, amen. This is the first Sunday in Advent. Advent is 4 weeks before Christmas, right? Advent means coming. And so we look forward to the coming of Jesus Christ in glory. It's part of our doctrine of our church. We realize that this same Jesus who was born more than 2,000 years ago, this Jesus who entered into a ministry in his early 30s, this Jesus who healed and taught and then was arrested and tortured and crucified, this same Jesus who then rose from the dead and now sits at the right hand of God the Father, is coming back someday. And so that's a coming that we anticipate. And there are other comings. There's the coming of his first coming, when he came as a baby in the manger at Bethlehem. And so those 4 weeks are divided this way. The first week, this first Sunday in Advent, every year is about the second coming of Jesus. The second and third weeks are always, every year, year in and year out, the second and third weeks are about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, the one, Jesus' cousin, who prepared the way for Jesus' earthly ministry. And then in the fourth week of Advent, we will focus on those events immediately preceding the birth of Jesus. I love Advent. I absolutely just love Advent. Advent puts the brakes on Christmas. Christmas goes at 100 miles an hour, and Advent goes at about 1 or 2 miles an hour. They are very, very different. Christmas sprints, and Advent walks. We lived in Arcadian Acres for 22 years. That's a neighborhood on the east side of Evansville. And it was a great place, a great neighborhood for walking and for running and for bicycling. And there was a woman in the neighborhood by the name of Ann Audain. That might not be a name that you recognize, But Anne Audane is actually from New Zealand. She married a man from Evansville. That's what brought her here to the United States. But Anne actually ran in the Olympics three times for New Zealand. And Anne ran through Arcadian Acres. And we had a big picture window looking out on Taylor Avenue where we lived. And when you would see Anne come down the street, it'd be like that. Anne's coming down the street, whoop, there she goes. Also, here's a name that you probably will remember. Frank McDonald. There were two Frank McDonalds in Evansville. The first Frank McDonald was the mayor for a long time in the 60s. His son, Frank McDonald, was the mayor for three terms in Evansville. Mayor McDonald, also lived in our neighborhood. And Frank was an avid walker. He walked a lot. However, if Anna Audane was like this, Frank was like this. I don't think Frank's heart rate sitting in a recliner was any lower than his heart rate was when he was walking. Frank McDonald, he ambled. It wasn't about exercise. He just ambled. Anne Audane is Christmas, and Frank McDonald is Advent. Advent slows everything down. There's a question that comes up in this season always, and that question is, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas? And we know what that means. We know what that means in the cultural Christmas. That means, do you have your house decorated? Have you gotten all the baking done? Have you written all your Christmas cards? Have you prepared for the company that you're going to have or the travel that you yourself are going to do? Have you purchased all those gifts? Are you ready for Christmas? But as Christians, even while we ask that question of ourselves, when we ask that question, we're asking a different question. In fact, the answer we are preparing for Christmas is a little different, because what we are preparing for the season of Advent isn't Christmas, it is the arrival of Jesus. And one more time, remembering that Jesus did come, and Jesus did come to save. And it's interesting, an interesting dichotomy, that we, as I explained to the kids, and just really a preview of what I wanted to say to you, none of us are ready to withdraw from the cultural Christmas, right? We're going to celebrate that. I know I am. But as Christians living in this country that celebrates your Christmas a certain way, we're also going to remember Advent. And we're going to slow it down. And we're going to make that preparation for the arrival of Jesus one more time. The memory of it. And what it means to us even today. Advent, the first Sunday of Advent, is the first Sunday of the Christian year. This is day one of the liturgical calendar. That's why we switched today from the Gospel of Luke to the Gospel of Matthew. It is a brand new year. And so Happy New Year, Christians. Happy New Year. And the resolutions that you make today on this Christian New Year, you can break by January 1st, the cultural New Year, right? It's interesting to note that there's a little bit of debate on this, but the month January was likely named after a Roman god, Janus. And Janus, whenever Janus is depicted, Janus is depicted with two faces. There's one face that's looking forward, and there's one face that's looking backward. Janus was the god of beginnings. And so any beginning is really the ending of something else. And so it's proper on the first day of the year, whether it be the first Sunday in Advent or January 1, it's important to look ahead. And it's important to look back. On January 1, it would be instructive to look back on 2019 and to look ahead through the year 2020. On this first day of Advent, the focus is on looking ahead. The focus is on the second coming of Jesus, which, as Jesus said, might be today. Or it might be another 2,000 years. We simply do not know. But today the focus is on that future coming of Jesus. And the story is really about the coming of salvation, right? This is what we're interested in. This is what Jesus brings. Jesus brings salvation. And so we can look through Scripture and we can see that Scripture talks about this. Scripture talks about the fact that in the future, this will come. Paul in 1 Corinthians writes, "For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ." Future. John writes in the fourth gospel, "And I, when I am crucified, will be lifted up from the earth and will draw all people to myself." And Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, says, "He has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things in earth." And so we look forward to that salvation that is coming. But if we're not very, very careful, we can become somewhat complacent in the waiting. Will it be another 2,000 years? Are you going to tarry any longer, Jesus? And we can, in effect, fall asleep and lose that edge. And so Scripture reminds us that this salvation comes even in the past. It has already come. Paul, writing to the Colossians, says, "For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross." And writing to the church of Ephesus, Paul said, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." And in the book of Titus, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all." Finally, in the book of Romans, "God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Yes, we look forward to that day in the future when Jesus will come and salvation will be made complete. But make no mistake about it, salvation has already been accomplished in the past. It's all throughout the Holy Scripture. But catch this. Salvation is happening even today. Even today, salvation is happening. And this too is all throughout the Holy Scriptures. In the first chapter of John, the true light, which enlightens everyone, is coming into the world. 1 Corinthians, "For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." And to the church at Philippi, Paul wrote, "Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling." Salvation. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Our gospel lesson today. Jesus says, keep awake. Keep awake. You don't know when it's going to happen. Keep awake. And in the epistle lesson, Paul says, you know what time it is. You absolutely know what time it is. How it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. Salvation has already happened. Salvation is in process. And salvation is coming. On this first Sunday in Advent, we wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ. But it is not a passive waiting. As we wait, we participate in accepting the gift of the Holy Spirit that's offered to us as a free gift, bringing us salvation, sanctification, transformation, even now. Spent quite a bit of time, although Friday and Saturday, We had a couple of football teams that made it to the state championship. Heritage Hills played on Friday night. We've got some proud grandparents in our own congregation of a couple of players on the Heritage Hills team. And unfortunately, the Patriots, they lost in the state championship. Yesterday, Evansville Memorial played and they won. Well, what do you think about Heritage Hills and Memorial? Don't you think that those two football teams anticipated something that was coming up in the future? Don't you think that even over the summer, as they anticipated the season, that they were in the gym, they were in the workout room, they were in training, they were preparing their bodies and their minds for that season? And then when the season started, they realized, hey, we may have a chance to be something special this year. And they made this preparation for each Friday night. And even as they prepared for those games, week by week, they prepared for the playoffs. And when they got to the playoffs, they began to say, wait a minute, maybe we can go back. Maybe we can go back to Indianapolis and we can play in the state championship game. And they got ready. They prepared themselves. They practiced. And they made it. They made it. They made it to that future that they look forward to. It wasn't a passive waiting. On this first day of Advent, while we wait for the second coming of Jesus, it is not a passive waiting. It is realizing that the gift of the Holy Spirit has been bestowed upon us now, lives in you and me. Salvation has come. On this first Sunday in Advent, let us prepare for the coming of Jesus. And let us be found ready. Would you pray with me now? As we together realize the reality of the gift of the Holy Spirit with us now, the Holy Spirit that hovered over the deep at the creation of the world, the Spirit that was present at the birth of Jesus, at the baptism of Jesus, the power of the Spirit that brought Jesus out of the grave, the power of the Spirit the church received on Pentecost, the power of the Spirit that you received when you first believed. That Spirit is active today, even as we wait for the final fulfillment. So let us pray with the psalmist. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still.
Be still.
Be still.